Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin! Hold it now.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. He's back from vacation. Roland Martin in our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, hope all is well. So glad to be back. Tulsa, Oklahoma, here for an education reform conference. Oh. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson and others. Also, Dr. Steve Perry. So looking forward to that. So Tulsa, what's up? Hope all is well with you. Tom, you know, a couple of years ago, we talked about the Parent Plus loan, which when the Department of Education and President Barack Obama made some changes to the credit history. HBCU community and others were very upset. HBCU folks say some 15,000 students did not return to campus as a result of this loan program. Well, the Congressional Black Caucus, HBCU presidents and advocates have been going back and forth for the past 2 years with the Department of Education trying to get this change. Well, the Department of Education last week announced some changes that they say are going to make it will strengthen the program and make it better for parents to be able to access loans. The UNCF came out and said they were happy with the rules. The Thurgood Marshall Fund said, not so fast. This deal is going to dramatically hurt HBCUs. Joining us right now is Johnny Taylor, who's president and CEO of the Thurgood Marshall Fund. And Johnny, the Department of Education says that dealing with this credit history and also streamlining the process and making it easier to apply will fix this issue. You say absolutely not.
Well, what I say is, and thank you for having us on, it is better. But I'm reminded of a statement by Malcolm X when he said, if you stick a man in his back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, that's not progress. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Department of Education has done under the Obama administration. Our schools were impacted in fall of 2011. They stuck the knife in our back 12 inches. And to bring the small change, by the way, we're very pleased that they made some progress, and we were involved in that process. But at the end of the day, the schools are impacted. $160 million of revenue was lost by the HBCUs during that period, and over not just 14,000 students, but over 28,000 students and their families were negatively impacted. So the notion that now we are celebrating and hailing this move by the Obama administration is absurd. We are still and have been negatively impacted, and it's my job, representing the country's 47 public historically black colleges and universities, to call it what it is. Now, I received on Monday a call from the Department of Education letting us know that they were going to make these changes, these so-called changes that were going to be the best for us, effective July of 2015. I immediately asked the Department of Education person, why? We've been waiting for 3.5 years. Why would you tell me you have the answer, but we have to wait until July 2015? Remember, spring semester starts January 2015, and why can't you make it effective now? Well, we can't. Now, all of a sudden, I heard that they're going to try to make it effective as early as March. The answer is, if you have the answer now, the HBC community continues to suffer, make the changes effective now. How about November 1st so that we can enroll these students, get these students back in school who were negatively impacted and have been suffering since 2011? That's why it should not so.
Okay, so I think it's important that we explain to everyone what a Parent Plus loan is and why the controversy now.
So the Parent Plus loan is a loan that allows students who essentially have a gap remaining after their parents have contributed, after they've contributed, after grant money has been exhausted, and other subsidized federal loans. So when it's all said and done, you have $15,000 in education costs, you've been able to put together $12,000, and you need $3,000 more. Your parents can go to the federal government and apply for what's called a Parent Plus loan, essentially borrowing money on the parent's credit to help the student get into school.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
It's nothing at all wrong with it, and that was the case. We had full access to it prior to September 2011. The Obama administration decided that it was going to tighten the credit requirements in 2011, which took many of our students who were already in school relying on those loans and pulled them out of school. made them ineligible for those Parent PLUS loans.
So you could be a junior.
You could be a senior.
You could be a senior, a junior.
And you could have received those Parent PLUS loans for those 3 years prior, freshman, sophomore, junior year. You could be a senior, and they pulled it from them.
Because your parents' credits.
Because mom and daddy had bad credit.
Because mom and dad had bad credit. So right in the middle of your education, you have to drop out of school. And so many of these students have dropped out of school that these institutions have had to lay off faculty and staff.
In fact, Tom, I've spoken at commencement in the last 3 years of different HBCUs, and a number of them, from Florida to Atlanta to Alabama to Tennessee, all across the country, administrators told me personally that they had to, with 200, 300, 400, 500, 700 students not returning to campus, they had to lay off staff. They had some had budget shortfalls upwards of $7 million. Now, what the Department of Education says that they're changing the definition of the credit history, the adverse credit history for the loan applications. They also are going to, if an individual who has adverse credit history can be determined, they will be required to complete counseling before their loan could be approved under the department's reconsideration process. And that's one of the changes they've actually made to this program.
And it's also worth, I think it's also worth noting that when this first came up, this was during the president's reelection campaign, and no one wanted to talk about it.
And in fact, let me say that I was,
and no one wanted to talk about it because no one wanted to say anything bad about the president while he was trying to get reelected. While at the same time, the Department of Education was killing HBCUs by not allowing students to come back to school because their credit scores were bad.
Now, we had Secretary Arne Duncan on this show talking about this very issue. He said that many of those students did come home with community colleges. They transferred to other places. They said that you can call their hotline and then you could be approved in 24 hours. And that was some issues there. But, Tom, you're right. HBCU advocates, presidents, even USCF leaders told me personally that they did not want to raise this issue in the fall 2012 because they did not want to impact the election. And I said, but I thought you were supposed to be fighting for your students. Mm. Johnny, what's next then? So have you heard from the Department of Education?
I need you all to keep the pressure on. July 2015, March 2015 is too long. If they want to make a change, make it effective now.
All right.
Get our kids back in school.
Johnny Taylor, Thurgood Marshall Fund. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
And faculty and staff back at work.
Right. Everybody.
Everyone.